Actor Paul Dano tends to play sad-eyed characters on screen. He was a mute teenager in Little Miss Sunshine. He played a pair of ferocious baby-faced twins in the Western There Will Be Blood. But for his latest film, Dano has taken on a whole new role, director and co-writer. Critic Bob Mondello says he doesn't have to be on screen for Wildlife to feel like a Paul Dano film.
Great Falls, Montana, 1960. A family trying to get a toehold on the American dream. Jerry tends the local golf course and does everything he can to ingratiate himself, even buffing members' shoes as they sip beers.
Hope Jerry's treating you well.
Oh, he's a good one. I went ahead and booked a lesson for tomorrow after he damn near fleeced the pants off of us.
Oh, no, no. You gentlemen were just buttering me up for next time.
I'm supposed to wager with our guest, Jerry.
Played by Jake Gyllenhaal, Jerry thinks of himself as personable, others would say to a fault. Later that day, he's giving his 14-year-old son advice on making friends.
Ask him personal questions. People love to talk about themselves.
When his boss approaches on a putting green.
Jerry, I'd like a word with you.
That's fine.
Give us a minute, son.
Could it wait till tomorrow? I have to get him back home for dinner.
This won't take long.
The tone of voice tells Jerry what's coming. He steps off screen as the camera stays fixed on his son's face. We don't see or hear Jerry getting fired. We see Joe's eyes dim. On the drive home, Jerry worries aloud about what he'll tell Jeanette, but his wife surprises him.
That man is a damn fool. How is he ever going to find a better man for that job?
Well, you're not angry.
Nope. Not at you, anyway.
I'll find something better.
You're right. This is an opportunity in disguise.
Actress Carey Mulligan makes Jeanette a supportive spouse, as that term was understood in the 1960s. Still, the family starts coming apart. Jerry sinking into self-pity, sleeping on the couch, Jeanette getting work at the Y, Joe in a photo shop. After a few weeks, Jerry infuriates his wife by signing up to fight forest fires for $1 an hour.
Running every time something doesn't go your way!
When he leaves to fight the fire, things change. The next morning, Joe awakens to find his mother not distraught, but taking charge.
We might have to move to a smaller place. Would you mind that?
Well, have you talked with Dad about it?
That's fine. It could go on for a long time. I have to be smart about things.
Mulligan is riveting as Jeanette asserts herself. Where Jerry tried to be ingratiating, Jeanette is actively seductive, donning a chartreuse dress that makes her look like a beauty pageant winner to go after a rich guy.
Warren, you'll have to dance with me.
Or driving through breathtaking Montana wilderness to show Joe the wildfire that she says is more important to his father than they are.
Get out there. See what it feels like.
As he did with Jerry's firing, director Paul Dano shows us the flames at first in Joe's eyes, teen actor Ed Oxenbould unflinching for long moments. Only after the car is headed homeward does Dano let us see the blaze, its fury consuming an entire mountainside. The script that he and Zoe Kazan based on Richard Ford's novel does something similar in an emotional sense. It keeps coming back to Joe as his parents' marriage goes up in flames, the camera capturing the three of them, singed and smarting, as the boy struggles to make sense of things. In that sense, Wildlife's portrait of family life is much like the director's many on-screen performances, understated, sad-eyed, deeply affecting. I'm Bob Mondello.